This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Doug Deacon. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Deke, how are Deke? You?
I'm doing well. I mean, when you win two in a row, you feel great.
Deke, it's kind of fun, isn't it? We're sitting around here. Like, I watched the Steelers game last week and actually cared about that Steelers-Broncos game because I'm like, man, I want the Steelers to win because if the Broncos lose, that's good for the Browns. And it's been so long since I've watched another game and actually thought this could impact the Browns.
In December.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
Well, I got to tell you, I've never watched the Steelers win and thought it was a good thing.
All right, I hear you. I deserve that.
Yeah, let Denver lose somewhere else.
Yeah. Either one of those teams. Deke, just give me your thoughts on what's going on in Berea right now, because you know, I've been reading some stuff and just they do all seem to be on the same page right now. The drama seems to be different. It seems to be us, rather than this guy. And it's to be honest with you, this is probably one of the best times in Browns football I've felt in a long time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we don't see a lot of finger-pointing. We see, Greg Williams complimenting players yesterday, having positive things to say about, everybody he was talking about. And I think, you know, the team has been kind of galvanized, and I think, you know, it starts with Baker. I mean, here's a young guy that, he came in when you heard about his leadership skills, but all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing the effect that they have on the football team. And, the quarterback position is, more than just a skill set of, throwing passes. It's ability to get people to believe in you and believe that you guys can, your teammates with you can accomplish something.
You know, you talk about dysfunctionality that they had. Do you think there's still part of that in there or not?
No, I don't think so. I think, just listening to Freddie Kitchens yesterday when he was talking. I mean, he's carved the offense to, the skill set of the people that he has. And it's not like, okay, this is my offense, you guys run it. Okay, hey, what do you do best? Which players do you like? And, we're going to try to, help you as much as we can, and I think it's showing. I mean, Baker hasn't been sacked in the last two games, and he's thrown 13 or so touchdowns and just one interception. So, I mean, you're seeing not only the experience of learning the pro game, which is it takes a while. It's a different they throw different looks at you every week. We're in college, you don't get the practice time to really do those things. So I think it's a much more complex game. And, he's going to see a pretty complex defense by Romeo Crennel this week.
Deke, you make it sound so easy. And I think for us, it just doesn't seem like it had to be as hard as they were making it into be before we got to this point on the team. I don't have an answer, Doug, for why some things that seem to be common sense around the organization sometimes just don't prevail. And I feel like they're prevailing right now where maybe common sense is. And maybe part of it is because you've got a coaching staff that has big question marks about what's going to happen to them at the end of the season.
Well, no, I think, you have professionals. And I think a big part of it is John Dorsey. I mean, when they traded Carlos Hyde, everybody goes, whoa, that's your starting running back. But now you've seen why. I mean, obviously the evaluation of the talent that's there and, what kind of players can help you is a big factor. And, they've done a good job in just one year of, bringing in some free agents that have helped, but also, the draft picks. I mean, how many of these rookies have been rookies of the week on offense or defense? I mean, it's shown that they've gotten impact players.
You know, last year and the year before, at 1-31, you'd say, well, if the guy made a field goal here or this guy didn't fumble there or whatever, you would have won some games. These games that they're in, they don't need luck to come up and somehow pull off a victory. They seem to be in control. And is that just because they've got new freedom with a new coach, or is that something that you could see happening as we turn the corner?
Well, I think, with success comes confidence. And I think confidence is a big factor in playing football. If you believe you can, you know, it's a lot different than hoping you can. And I think, you know, with the success they've had, and, yeah, early in the season there were some woulda, coulda, shouldas, you know, that the Oakland game being one, and you look at the Saints game where they were up. You know, there were games where they had leads and they let them go. But I think, you know, it's a learning process, and, you know, you realize, you know, you've got to play 60 minutes in the NFL, and you got to be on top of your game. And I just think that, you know, this is a young team that, you know, with the change in the coaching staff, I think Greg Williams is kind of toughened them up a little bit in regards to how they practice and, you know, a bigger emphasis on detail.
Deke, what do you think about your starting quarterback who's not a cookie cutter, as we found out this week? And Jeff said, I was trying to find a word to describe him, and Jeff kept saying the word brash. Fair word?
Which was the word?
Brash, that he's brash.
No, I think he's just an honest, you know, gamer. He's a guy that believes in himself, and he believes in his teammates. And it's one of those infectious things. I mean, I haven't played with Sipe. I can remember in the huddle saying, hey, just give me an extra second. I can, you know, we can do it. And, you know, if you have that kind of leadership and guys start, you know, believing in, you know, you're going to get it done, it goes a long ways. And this, he's kind of a special guy. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, you know, you want a quarterback 6'4", something like that, so you can see down the field. Okay, the kid isn't 6'4", but he brings other skill sets that those guys that are 6'4" don't have.
Hey, Doug, coming up against Houston this weekend, how tough is it to win 8 in a row against no matter who you play?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, and I think if you look at it, you know, they haven't blown out, you know, a lot of teams. And, you know, even their losses were close losses. But, I mean, they have some impact players. I mean, you look on that defensive side, you know, you got Watt, you got Clowney, you got Marcellus. But then, you know, on the offensive side, you know, Hopkins is probably one of the top three receivers in the league. Then they add Demaryius Thomas to it, and you got two guys that have probably, I think, caught over 1,100 receptions and about 106 TDs. That's pretty loaded. Then you throw in the quarterback that, you know, is kind of special. I think last year when he went down with the injury, he had something like 17 or so touchdown passes. I mean, he would have blown away the rookie record that Peyton Manning set had he not got hurt.
You talked about Romeo Crennel for a little bit, and we talked a little bit earlier this week, or actually last week, we talked about guys that have coached the Browns and where they kind of rank since 99. Where would you put Romeo as a head coach here for the Browns and his impact on the organization?
Well, I think, you know, Romeo is a great defensive coordinator, and I think, you know, in the situation that he walked into here, it was kind of a little bit of a no-win situation. You know, you got to have the right GM to put the people in, you know, give you the pieces and parts to work. And, you know, we've seen, you know, Bud Carson was a great defensive coordinator with the Steelers for many years, and, you know, Bud struggled as a, you know, coach. But Romeo is a guy that I think that, you know, if you watch him, you know, guys, you know, play hard for him because that's the kind of guy he is. I mean, he's a special, and, you know, he had a couple head coaching jobs, and unfortunately they didn't work out. But, you know, he's a guy that you have to respect because of the person he is.
You know, not every assistant coach is made out to be a head coach.
That's true.
That's just, you don't find out until it happens, but just because they're good as a coordinator does not mean it's automatically going to transfer.
No, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you go over the history of, you know, and I think, you know, one of the special guys was Blanton Collier. I mean, I didn't play for Blanton as a head coach, but he came back as a quarterback's coach, and, you know, it was just a delight to be in the meeting room and listen to Blanton Collier because, you know, it was like, you know, tennis. They used to say, you know, Blanton couldn't play tennis, but he sure could coach it because he was just a great teacher.
All right, so final thoughts on this game coming up on Sunday. I just think if they can win this game, man, it makes you look at the Browns in a whole different light.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you look at this Houston team, this is a very good football team. And a win down there would, you know, really get you in the right direction in regards to you can play with the big boys. You know, I think I think you look at Kansas City, you look at the Steelers, New England, and, you know, in our division, Chargers, you know, those are solid teams, and you've got to knock one of those off, and then all of a sudden that confidence level, it really gets boosted.
Dick, let me throw one other question at you real quick.
Okay.
All right, so when you look at John Dorsey...
Is this the bonus round?
This is the bonus question. Yes, it is. This is for $0. If you can... we'll double your pay. How's that?
Okay.
If you're John Dorsey, you did walk in here with a list in your pocket, didn't you? And how hard would it be to take somebody from off that list to be the head coach of this team moving forward? Because I think every athletic director, every general manager always has to have that list in their pocket. They have to.
Oh, I'm sure he does. And, you know, I think unfortunately in some ways, you know, when he was hired and they said that you was going to be back, that kind of eliminated the chance to get the Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears, who's done a great job there. And then, you know, they had ties from Kansas City. But John Dorsey, just as thorough as he is, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he knows everything about everybody. And it was like Desmond Harrison. I was asking him, I said, where'd you find this kid? He said, well, you know, he was at Texas, got in problem, he went to West Georgia. He says, but coming out of high school, he was a five-star athlete. I'm going, how did you know that? But, you know, that's how thorough he is. It's not one of these where, you know, your general manager, slash whatever, Sashi was, goes to a pro day and he goes, you know, hey, which guy are we watching today? So, I mean, it's a totally different world.
Hmm. All right, Deke, looking forward to hearing you on the Browns Radio Network on Sunday. And, you know, we always appreciate your time. Every
Anytime,
Friday.
Guys.
Thanks, Deke. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.